In the land of Toldria, there reside six ancient noble houses owned by the High Elven race. The names of these estates are known as Falok, Tristar, Noramad, Opperton, Meriton, and Withrys, each with their own cultures behind those names. In this land, we find four adventurers who were once divided, but whose stories are yet connected. The tiefling finds himself caught in the waves of the Kareni Ocean, but his only choice to ensure he lives is to give away his very life. A deal he accepts, though he knows not yet when the debt shall be collected. The dwarf finds herself on an ominous carriage ride towards a land she has only heard rumors and warnings about. With her, a prince that only knows the same, looking only for some sort of comfort along the journey to this sickening land. The Goliath finds himself on a boat heading back to the wastes he once knew as his prison. Around his neck, he grips the amulet taken from the chieftain of his homeland, and behind his eyes, he sees danger yet to come. Meanwhile, the fourth's whereabouts remain yet unknown, for the time being. However, what is for certain is this. All of their fates are their own, and yet have been written in the infernal sands of Withrys. Soon enough, our adventurers will face threats on a scale they have never truly faced before. Devils stalk the dunes at night, while demons drink wine in their velvet chairs within their illustrious mansions. Sinister forces lie in wait to strike with malice, while slaves in chains do their best to avoid their masters. Hatred stirs deep beneath the earth, and history begins to turn her eyes upon this land in preparation for what is to come next. It is said that even the vilest of demon lords fear the residents of Wrath. And now, our party is headed straight for it. In 2 weeks' time, prepare for Young Misadventurers, Season 3.